Thank you very much, Chair. In paragraph 7.1, we would like to propose an amendment, some rewording. After the references to access to adequate, timely, and effective remedy and access to justice, we will read what we would like to include instead. Because there are many additions and many things, but it'll read.
Después de acceso a justicia.
After access to justice.
Remove barriers and ensure that all forms of access to remedies are responsive to the multiple and intersecting forms of discrimination and marginalization experienced by women, children, indigenous peoples, persons with disabilities, and groups in vulnerable or marginalized situations. Y terminaríamos el párrafo allí. Esa será nuestra propuesta con respecto a ese párrafo. Sí, ya veo que la secretaría lo ha consignado. Luego, en el párrafo...
Yes, the secretary has reflected this as we desire. Then in paragraph 7.4a, we would like to include a reference to children, victims. It's about the financial burden and possible reduction of this burden. We should also take into account cases where the victims are children, which is why after the reference to waiving court fees in appropriate cases, we would like to add, such as cases concerning child victims. Then in paragraph F, we would also like to propose an amendment, and it would read, considering adopting use rules of civil procedure that provide the possibility of group actions in cases arising from allegations of human rights abuse. So that's our comments